Martin Romualdez arrested over plunder charges, says DILG chief. Former Speaker Martin Romualdez has been served his warrant of arrest and has undergone the booking procedure at the Cardinal Santos Medical Center. Interior Secretary Juanito Victor, Jonvik, Ramula said on Monday night. According to Katrina Sun's report on 24 Horas, Ramula said Romualdez was read the warrant and his rights in the presence of his lawyer. A child of Romualdez was said to be in the room when he was served the warrant. Ramula said the late congressman is also being examined by doctors of the Philippine National Police and doctors from the hospital. They are expected to prepare a report tomorrow for submission to the Sandiganban. He said Romualdez's condition will continue to be monitored until he is fit to be presented before the court. Police have secured former Speaker Martin Romualdez at the Cardinal Santos Medical Center in San Juan, where he was taken on Monday afternoon after suffering a cardiovascular event, unstable blood pressure, and an anxiety attack. Interior Secretary Juanito Victor, Jonvik, Ramula told reporters. Ramula went to the hospital early Monday night with PNP Chief Police General Jose Melesio Nardetez to serve on Romualdez the warrant of arrest the Sandiganban issued after the ombudsman filed plunder charges against the late congressman, former Ako Bicol party list Rep. Zaldi Co., and two others. He said Romualdez is considered a person deprived of liberty once he has read his rights. According to the doctors, he is suffering from a cardiovascular event, unstable Ang Kenyong blood pressure, and he is having an anxiety attack, Ramula said. However, we made it clear that, like in Secretary Bonon's case, we will check every day hanging he's well enough to be presented to court, he added. In the meantime, Meron Kaming armed guards outside his door. Meron Kaming armed police outside the hospital and in the lobby, Ramula said. P-74B plunder charge. The Office of the Ombudsman on Monday filed a P-74B plunder charge against Romualdez, former House Appropriations Panel Chairperson Zaldi Co. of Ako Bicol Party List, Jocelyn Traguasereno, who is the personal assistant of Romualdez, and Felicito Cristobal Guevara, president of Samchon Foreign Exchange Corporation. By repeatedly receiving, directly or indirectly, on at least 15 occasions, commissions, shares, percentages, kickbacks, commitments, and or other pecuniary benefits aggregating at least P74 billion by reason or on account of the respective public offices and positions of Romualdez and Co., including monies derived from contractors, persons and entities with interests in flood control, infrastructure, and or other government projects funded under the General Appropriations Acts for fiscal years 2022 to 2025, which monies were delivered to properties owned by, occupied by, or associated with Romualdez and received by Serenio and other persons acting for and in his behalf, the criminal information read. The Sandiganban 3rd Division, hours later on Monday, issued warrants of arrest against them. The issuance of a warrant of arrest signifies only that, after personally evaluating the records, the court found probable cause to believe that the accused committed the offense charged, the 3rd Division said. Probable cause for the issuance of a warrant of arrest exists when the facts and circumstances alleged by the prosecution would lead a reasonably discreet and prudent person to believe that an offense has been committed by the person sought to be arrested, it added. Ramula said the hospital arrest was not a permanent situation for the former speaker. But we assure you, he cannot hide behind his wealth, Ramula said. He said Romualdez's cell at the new Quezon City Jail in Payatas is waiting if the Sandiganban would commit him to the detention facility. Fair shake. A lawyer for Romualdez said he would face all allegations against him in connection with his alleged links to the kickback scheme involving the flood control mess. We respect the courts and the legal process. Representative Ferdinand Martin G. Romualdez will face the allegations against him in accordance with law, Addy. Adef Fajardo, counsel of Romualdez, said in a statement. We recognize the public interest surrounding this case. But ultimately, criminal liability must be determined by the evidence presented in court under the rules and safeguards of our justice system, he added. He also said that Romualdez, a cousin of President Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr., only asked for a fair shake. NBGMA News.